It is countdown to kickoff right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue our conversation going one-on-one with Buddy Martin, columnist and anchor with Southern Pigskin tonight. You can check him out at buddymartinmedia.com. You can also listen to him on WOCA.com. And you know, earlier you had mentioned you've got an autobiography coming out on Steve Spurrier. Tell all of our listeners, I mean, when is that going to be released, Buddy?
Well, hopefully next summer. We have a great publisher we're really happy about. We're signing a deal on now. Steve and I have worked on it for about a year. The story about this book is interesting because 22 years ago, when I was living in Colorado, I came back to a speaking engagement in Gainesville, and Steve actually introduced me at the speaking engagement. And whenever the engagement was over, we talked, and I said, why don't you write a book? He said, okay, what do you want to do? He said, let's do this. I'll get in touch with some publishers. He said, okay. I went back to Colorado, didn't hear from him, Finally got a letter from him about a month later saying, I've decided not to write this book right now. I don't want it to detract from my team. I said, okay, whatever. I'm going to do something, so I'll go write my own book, whatever I did. And later I wrote Urban Meyer's book, Urban's Way, whatever. Well, last summer, August, a year ago, I'm in my studio, the radio, doing my radio program. Mm-hmm. I'm in commercial break. I look at my phone, and it says Steve Spurrier. I answered the phone. Steve said, do you get my message? I said, no, Coach, I didn't, but I said, I'm going to call you back. Mm-hmm. I said, can you come on the show? He said, yeah, but did you get my message? I said, yeah, I got you that you called. No, did you hear my message? No, I didn't. He said, I said to you in the message, you know that book we talked about doing a long time ago? Let's do it. That's when it happened, just like that.
Oh, that's great. What a day brightener. Okay, you know, we talk about Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer. I want to learn some more about Jim McElwain. I mean, I understand he grew up in my home state of Montana. What have you learned about him over the past few months?
Well, he's kind of an interesting guy. He's got a little bit of easy rider in him, but he's also very meticulous. He has a saying that everything that touches his desk is his concern. So he's a very much a detail-oriented guy. From all I've gotten, one of my friends in the coaching business said, hey, he'll take your beer with you, which means he's a good guy. And he likes to get around the media sometimes about he actually wants the media for some of his press conference to be fed. He'll tell his SID, did you order pizza for these guys? Come on, man, we got to get pizza for these guys. And so he's at the same time, he's been somewhat withdrawn and not too elaborate in detail. And so some of the fans and some of the media kind of got after him a little bit about 3 or 4 months ago. Matter of fact, a friend of ours of the Associated Press, who was on our show this week and covers a lot of sports in the area, particularly Florida, he actually said on his program in Jacksonville, he likened McElwain to a used car salesman. And he said, he doesn't say much. You know, he ought to be out here trying to really tell us about what he's going to do to change, turn the program around, and he's not giving us any detail. Well, that didn't resonate too good. I had a lot of used car sales friends who were not very happy about it. Just kidding. And consequently, that was a little bit of a speed bump. I like the guy personally. How I do this to me, this is how I do it, listen. My first 2 minutes in the room with a guy, I kind of know how I feel about him personally. Doesn't mean I know he's a great coach. I can tell you within the 30 minutes I spent with Urban Meyer, without question, I felt like he was the right guy and said so and wrote so publicly to the point where I got kind of ridiculed by people. Well, what do you mean? I just believed he was the guy because you can tell when somebody's a leader. I never got that from Will Muschamp. Never got it. And when McElwain came in the press conference, I tweeted out after the first 20 minutes.
I remember.
He won the press conference. Mm-hmm. I think he'll win the locker room.
Yeah.
So I think he will. Not going to be easy, but I think he can do it.
Hey, columnist and anchor of Southern Pigskin tonight, Buddy Martin is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We are celebrating the start of the college football season. And I have to tell you, Buddy, I mean, it is hard to believe that the Florida Gators, it's been, 3 years removed from a 10-win season. They haven't played for the SEC championship since, 2009. Tell me about the impact of the new offensive system and potentially what it could have and how it'll change things up.
Well, look. We all got spoiled, okay? 2 national championships in 3 years, 2006 and 2008. In 2009, got to the SEC championship game and got clobbered by Alabama after they clobbered Alabama the year before. But for a moment, let's just say, what if they had beaten Alabama who won the national championship? What if they'd done that? What if Urban Meyer would have won 3 national championships in 4 years? unheard of. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know the story. Instead, Urban Meyer got him sick, and the whole story behind that, one day we'll tell the true story because a lot of people don't understand it. And he goes on, gets out of the game completely, works at ESPN, and suddenly Ohio State comes calling. Now we wonder, can he do it again? Guess what? He just did it again. And he proved why he's one of the great coaches in college football history. Now, the Gators have they got spoiled. They got entitled. Fans thought it was their prerogative. They should expect a national championship. That's just not realistic. And I will say that down here, at least a third of the fan base is totally disillusioned. And that doesn't apply just to Florida, but to Tennessee and Alabama and on and on and on. When you have championship teams, you think it's your birthright to have more. Doesn't work that way. It's very hard to win a national championship. And the story always says you really can't map it out and plan it. You have to go and plan, hope you can win your conference. If things fall right, you got a chance for a national championship. In 1996, when Florida won its first national championship, Spurrier said he scoped it out. It was like a 35-1 shot against them winning a national championship once they beat Alabama in the SEC title game. And yet they beat the odds because all these other things happened, upsets in games, bowl games, whatever. They wound up playing Florida State, and won that game 52-20. So a lot of things have to fall in place for a national championship. I don't care how good of a coach you are, just ask Nick Saban. He's been down on his luck the last couple of years.
Hey, in 2015, the Florida Gators looking to get back on track, and we've been visiting with a good friend of our show, Buddy Martin, columnist and anchor of Southern Pigskin Tonight. Check him out online at buddymartinmedia.com and also on WOCA.com. And we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Thank you so much, Buddy. What a great way to kick off our show this evening.
Pleasure. Let's always enjoy talking to you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight, right here at YSR.